Breakfast puppies, dinner puppies, lunch puppies. Ain't no thing. I'll dust all them puppies because I'm Jebediah. I'm the farmer over here. I got all your dusting puppy needs.
We're all set to begin, so let's dive right in to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your cars, but mostly it's about dive bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Character Jam time.
Yeah.
Bikers, Dice, and Bars presents Adventure Maximus, the role-playing game. This is a role-playing game that has it's almost a board game. It's got like cards and stuff.
Yeah.
It is Adventure Maximus, a card-based introductory role-playing game for players 8 years of age and up. Players take on roles from various races and classes, working together as a famous adventure company based on the fantastic post-apocalyptic world of Ex Machina. They can become fantastic heroes of legend. It has designed for kids on the back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at the little Manotaur.
Manotaur.
Ooh, I want to play the hamburger.
Yeah, Adventure Maximus is a strange game. Apparently, it's like a weird post-apocalyptic setting.
I think it's based on
an existing property. I don't know anything about it. I just saw it at the game store, Guardian Games, and I saw it and it looked like it could come straight out of the cartoon Adventure Time.
Guardian Games?
Yes, Guardian Games.
Guardian Games. Thank you, Angel May.
All right. So this game is presented in a way that it is expected as if it's going to be read by a child. Like, it has all of the game text is very simple. It's very exclamatory. It's very colorful, and it is very well presented. All right. We're going to make some characters.
Can I read it in my child voice?
Oh.
That'd be weird.
Okay, we're going to make characters. Okay. Let's do it. Let's get this done. So this is Nathaniel sitting to my left.
Just Jacob.
Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
And joining us again.
Poppy Beaujolais.
That's not a kid-friendly voice.
Poppy Beaujolais.
There you go. Yay.
I feel dirty.
My mom says that when I get dirty, I should go take a bath.
Oh, God.
I have now inhaled Crown Royal.
Jacob's dying. That's funny. He's purple.
All right. So we're going to make heroes. What you're going to do is first you're going to shuffle this deck of cards for each of the races. I'm going to start with Jacob. You're going to take the top three.
And then pass it on?
No. Draw three races. Pick one. And put the other two back in. And then pass it over. What you got?
What in tarnation?
I
think he should just say the one he chooses that way.
Yeah. Jacob is going with Ghostkin.
Ghostkin. All right, Xander, shuffle that real quick and then pick three.
Because both of the other ones sucked.
Oh.
One was an elf. Elves always suck.
Done.
Okay, which one did you pick?
Clearly, I chose the hamburger. I am Foodkin. The image is an amazing hamburger with a giant top bun. He has a sword. He has spurs on his boots for some reason. He's holding a banner with ketchup with a fork and knife behind it. And he is vanquishing the villain that is clearly a dead strawberry.
Nice.
Whereas the Ghostkin looks something along the lines of a ringwraith.
You were alive once, but now your spirit wanders ex machima, righting wrongs.
All right, Poppy.
Okay, I've got the best one. I almost chose the Minotaur, but then I got Dragonkin. And ladies and gentlemen, this dragon is wearing a kimono and playing a guitar that is literally shaped like an axe.
So an axe.
It's pretty amazing. No, I mean, like, look, it looks like a freaking
it's another word for
blade and everything. I know that there's a blade. Like, I know this, but fuck.
Children, anyway. Do we need to separate you two?
Look, it's playing an axe guitar. Scales, a tail, and fiery breath reveal that you were born of the dragon.
So mine says, I am immune to cold. In the takeout kingdom, you sat under the warming lamps. Now you live for the spice. of adventure.
The Takeout Kingdom. All right, we're going to start with Xander this time. Take the top three classes, pick one, put the other two back. Nope, don't pass it just yet.
Whereas my ghost form is unaffected by solid objects, and my solid form can affect the world, I'm from the movie Ghost.
And pass it down.
Oh, so I have chosen, because I had to, I am a Food Kingdom archaeologist.
Nice! Awesome.
Whether called a knowledgeable scholar or a grimy grave robber, you hunt treasures.
Now, Poppy, shuffle those and then take three.
Foodkin with a bullwhip.
Take three.
Take three and pick one of those three.
Let me bend these cards nice and good for you. There
we go. Oh, you dished those so nicely.
I am immune to scary effects.
We'll go over all of the character abilities together in a bit.
Okay.
I chose Sword Mistress.
Nice.
You are at your best in single combat.
And what are you going with, Jacob?
I am going with Sawbones. As a battlefield medic, you can stitch up the slice up. Huh. Gotta say, I'm not impressed with the combination of font color and card color on the class cards.
Yeah, they're a little hard to read.
Okay, and now we have essentially made a character. That's it. That's really it. There's a lot of things that you might want to take note of and write down, but we don't really have to. So what your race and class give you is a variety of starting things. So what we'll do is, starting with Poppy, I would like for you to read your racial ability. Oh, wait, it doesn't. You already read it. Did you already read it?
She did not.
Racial ability.
It's just that thing under the... It's that.
Oh, yeah. That was... I have Fire Breath 2.
Okay.
Scales and a tail and fiery breath, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Jacob?
I have Ghost Form, which is unaffected by solid objects, and a solid form, which can affect the world.
We're reading this one here.
Yeah.
I am immune to cold.
Immune to cold. Excellent. And next, you have our class card. So the class gives you a little bit under the class, and then it has a set of skills, and then it has starting equipment on the middle of the left, and then a final ability at the bottom. Jacob.
I'm a Sawbones. I have the skills alchemy, first aid, and nature, a short sword of 2, a sling of 2, and a full plate of 4, and the special skill of stitchcraft. Touch a creature and test purple plus 2. Each success heals 1 wound.
Purple is willpower, it looks like.
That's what it seems to be.
The purple is... all right. Purple, so looking at the squares thing, you have an orange, a red, and a purple. Orange is the number of starting action cards that you get. Red is the number of starting equipment cards that you get. Okay. And then purple is the number of starting spell cards that you get.
Oh. All right, so I'm an archaeologist. My skills are climbing plus 2, history plus 4, notice plus 4, stealth plus 2. I have a 2 whip weapon. I have a 2 whip. I don't know what that is. It's green.
Cool whip?
Maybe it's cool whip.
The whip?
Whip. And I have a 2 in leather, and I am fearless. I am immune to scary effects.
What those are, the numbers specifically, are the first is your equipment for... So what was your first weapon?
Whip.
And what is it at? 2?
Yep.
That is your close attack rating. What was the green one?
Also a whip.
And it's also 2?
Yeah.
That is your far attack rating. And the third one?
Leather.
2. Leather, that is your armor rating.
Cool.
Why is the Sawbones wearing full plate?
God knows.
All right, Poppy.
Okay, I have skills gambling plus 2, what? Intimidation plus 3,
awesome.
Taunt plus 4. I have a rapier at a 4, a knife at a 2, and a great cloak at a 2. I have a special skill of touché. Insult a target and gain plus 2 on next attack on that target.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking for the action cards. Mm. Because I think each of you is going to start with one or more. it gives the dwarf Sawbones as the example character in the book. And it talks about the characters that what you get. So you have action cards, equipment cards, and spell cards. Am I missing a deck? Oh, wait, this is equipment. Ah, here we go. I had them stacked up. All right. Next. Okay, so now I'm going to work backwards from you, Poppy. So you have those three numbers on the right, the orange, the red, and the purple.
Yes.
Those in order are action, equipment, and spell. Okay. So how many do you have?
One action, two equipment, zero spells. 1, 2, 0.
That is your action card.
Death by paperclip.
That's your action?
Yeah. Surprise, deadly toothbrush, and look what I made.
Nice. All right. And you have two equipment?
Okay. Yes.
Here you go.
Okay.
And no spells.
No spells. I've just been given a bucket and a bunny burrow bow. It is literally a purple bow and arrow. And the bow has like a very nicely carved bunny head on it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, and here's what it does. If hit, no wounds, but target turns into a bunny.
That is why I really like this game. All right.
That's pretty fantastic.
Xander, we're going to go to you next. What are your numbers from left to right on the orange, red, purple?
Orange is 2.
So you got 2 action cards. Equipment.
It's 2.
And do you have any spells?
Nope.
And real quick, Jacob.
1, 2, 1.
1 action, 2 equipment.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Are we reading these aloud?
We are. Yeah, all right, Xander.
Okay, so my action cards are only a flesh wound.
Okay.
I have goblin blood, ignore -1 dice pool modifier. I have horns of the minotaur. If you defend against a close attack without armor, you disarm your attacker. I have you don't hit hard enough to tickle, which is ignore up to -2 dice pool modifier. And I have the soft rain, ignore damage from far attack until the end of the encounter. I have daredevil, fall guy, +4 to acrobatic skill, high wire. You can move at normal speed even on the narrowest of surfaces, dare not to care, immune to scary effects, which I already am, risky frisky, gain an additional blue dot when you take a big risk, such as leaping off a high roof or using a dragon as a step stool.
I'm a dragon.
Me ouchless, you take no falling damage and always land on your feet.
Yeah, each of those skills can be activated at certain power levels. So you, if you look at the action card, it kind of goes from lowest to highest. Yeah.
I have a steam-powered Omnicart, because of course I do. It's a Crew 6 all-terrain vehicle. I also have a steam-powered tugboat.
Wait. You're a burger man. What? What's your class?
Archaeologist, because of course I am. And I have a bunch of steam-powered vehicles, so I am a steampunk burger.
Fantastic.
I have a name already as well.
Well, hold on. We'll go into that in a bit. And finally, Jacob, tell us what actions, equipment, and spells you got.
For actions, I have Haunted, which gives me Soul of the Void, immune to effects that repel undead or shadow creatures, which is pretty fucking good, given I'm a ghostkin.
Yeah, totally.
Brotherhood of Bones. If an undead creature's willpower is less than your willpower, it ignores you until you attack that creature.
And if anybody's interested, willpower are the purple dots. Everybody character will start with 2 of them.
I'd like to point out that...
And you can get more through play.
I'd like to point out that in my case, that's a matter of professional courtesy that the other ones ignore me. Then I have Resolution of the Grave. Ignore any -1 dice pool modifier. And then Eye of Fear. Enemies with health range... Enemies with... I think that's orange. Oh, close attack range test... Willpower -2 or flee from scary effect for 3 rounds.
Okay.
I then for equipment have scale armor, which is armor rating 3, which sucks compared to my plate. And then I have Burglar's Toolkit, which is +4 crime skill, because medics got a crime. And then I have the spell Raldry's Curse. Drain one target of one willpower. If the target has no willpower, next round it gains half roundup its willpower.
Congratulations, we just made characters for Adventure Maximus. Do you have names?
Oh, Xander, yes.
You already got one. You were looking pretty excited about that.
Yes, as a food kin of the Takeout Kingdom and an archaeologist at that, I am Sir Ham von Graveburglar.
Joining Ham von Graveburglar.
Methyl feta hot date.
Methyl feta hot date.
Correct.
Okay. That sounds like pretty old school dragon name. Yeah.
And I am the renowned Sawbones Swayze.
Kill it with fire.
So we got Methyl feta hot date.
Correct.
Swayze, and what was that?
Sir Ham von Graveburglar the
nice.
Third.
All right. And now we have a group. We're going to send on an adventure. How'd you guys meet?
We met in an apothecary on the edge of town.
Yes, I was picking up supplies.
You can't keep doing that. No.
That's what killed him. Why he's a ghost.
That whiplash there is a little weird. Well, apothecary. Why were you at the apothecary?
I just said.
Sorry, I didn't hear it. It was messing with my head. Yeah.
I was picking up supplies.
Okay. Well, that's kind of boring.
I'm a Sawbones. What do you want?
I burn a lot of people. I had to go get some salve.
Okay. So you had to get salve for the people that you get those sick burns to?
It's true.
Yeah.
At which point she met a Sawbones and thought that perhaps one could come in handy.
I was at the apothecary because I did my local fix.
Ooh.
Oh. And I got hungry and saw a delicious burger.
Sometimes you just need a little bit of ketchup.
Hey, we don't eat the burger people anymore. Not since, you know, so the incident.
So delicious.
Racist.
Well, anyway, that's
Adventure
Maximus.
You playing the race card?
Yes.
This is going to get cut. Oh, man. That's Adventure Maximus. This is a simple game designed for people ages 8 and older.
It looks pretty cute.
Yeah, that's me.
Normally,
I'm
you do some things, you roll some dice, all HeroQuest style. They have some symbols. I had to individually put stickers.
I was going to say, these are literally cubes with stickers on them.
They are, yes.
Oh, that's old school.
Wow.
So, with a sticker sheet and 5 blank white 6-sided dice.
I got to say, I actually kind of really like this game.
Yeah.
I want to do like a mandatory 2 shots, and then we're going to try to play this game.
I'm in.
This is the rule
book.
I'm
down.
It is
so
super
tiny.
Thin.
Yes.
Yeah. And it is all pictures.
What?
Yeah. It's like there's some text, but it's mostly picture.
The only critique I can offer this game at this particular point is that on some of your materials.
Oh my God. Look at the pig. Oh my God.
Look at the pig.
Oh my God. Look at the pig. Oh my God.
I don't know if he's scared or excited.
Ride the pig.
Oh, he's being hamburglered.
Ride the pig.
No, I know exactly what you're going to say. The color choices on these character cards are questionable.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even the color choices as much as the color matching. It's not as true from card to card as you'd like.
And I feel bad for anybody who's colorblind.
Oh, this game would suck if you're colorblind.
Which yeah. I am, and so I was hoping I was getting the colors right.
Okay.
You see, you died. Oh, yeah? Catch you out.
Which colors?
All of them.
Wait, we live in a color world?
We do, it's true. Red, green, blue, gray,
video
yellow, pink.
Killed the radio.
What color is this
star?
Microphone?
It's pink.
Okay, you're fine.
What color is this one? Pink.
There you go. That's all you need.
Yeah. What color is this?
If you actually were to show me those colorblind tests with the numbers and the dots, I would show you how many I would fail.
So what color is this microphone?
Fair. Oh, guys,
God,
come on.
I hate this game. This is why I don't ever mention it.
I
don't mention this.
I'm sorry.
We can play the color dot game later and I will show you.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm being an asshole. I was just going to say green.
I know.
It's red. I'm just kidding. It's blue. Anyway.
So it's a very simple game. You have a card. You essentially have a stack of cards. You lay them out on this very colorful character sheet, and that's about it. You get a few numbers, but for the most part, it's designed to play the kind of game where you can have a magical item at the beginning of the game that just turns people into bunnies.
That's amazing, yeah. Yeah. Can I read the rules? They're adorable.
Yeah.
There are two rules. Rule one, everyone have fun. Adventure Maximus is all about fun. Be silly, be brave, save the world. Whatever you do, have fun. Rule number two, make it up. If you get confused or are not sure what to do, use your imagination and make something up. As long as what you make up doesn't ignore rule one, you're good. Keep playing and see what happens.
I like that rule system.
Yeah, and there's some numbers and stuff to back it up, but otherwise it's very simple.
That's cute.
And that's Adventure Maximus, folks. We're not going to play it, so we're not going to dive into how this stuff works. So we're just creating some enticing groups of characters to hopefully get people who want to hear us play them. Please.
Oh, look at the sassy little mushroom.
That's a sassy mushroom.
That's a very sassy.
The pig is way more impressive.
The pig is pretty funny. Yeah. The pig looks really, really scandalized.
Well, we have ghost doctor in full plate armor for some reason.
Sawbones.
We have a burger archaeologist with not one, but two steam-powered vehicles.
Yeah, you do.
A boat and a cart, right?
Yeah, I don't know what a steam-powered omnicart is. It looks like a boat with wheels.
You have a boat and an all-terrain boat, literally.
I think they sell those at that Toyota dealership.
And I think my steam-powered tugboat has a very bushy mustache.
That's awesome.
You have a steam-powered version of Lyndon Baines Johnson's amphibicar.
That's adorable.
Oh.
And then finally we have the dragon.
Yes.
What was your class?
Dragonkin.
Dragonkin, what class though?
Oh, sorry, sword mistress.
Yeah, all right. We have the doc. We got the cleric. We got the warrior, and we got that guy.
And I've got a bucket and a bunny bow and arrow, which apparently does a velveteen whack it.
Can I see that?
Yes,
card?
You may. It's lovely. And my bucket
says... Well,
if
you guys need a ride anywhere.
Yeah, I'm really glad we've got vehicles, actually.
We got the warrior, we got the healer, and we got the driver.
chauffeur, apparently.
What's the bucket do?
Good for carrying stuff, standing on, or covering your head.
So you have a makeshift helmet?
Yeah.
Or hiding space?
Or bucket for the blood of my enemies.
You know, it's just bucket.
Bucket.
Bucket. Bucket all.
Bucket. Put it in your bucket and bucket.
Oh, let me get some pictures.
Well, this is probably going to be our shortest episode of the Character Jam ever because that character creation was super quick.
This looks like a really cute game, actually. We should play this sometime.
We say that about pretty much everything.
I know.
However, the one that I want to play the most is Hole.
Oh, God.
Really badly.
Hole.
But the one we've had most requests for is Tales from the Loop.
Fuck them. Hole. Nothing but Hole.
Well, here's what I think we should do, Nathaniel, on the 4th of July, on our barbecue, is we should put all of these into a hat, and slide them on slips of paper and put them into a hat and pick one, and we'll play that game and record it.
I think you give way too much credit to my ability to run a game spontaneously, but I like your chutzpah.
Chutzpah.
I say chutzpah, chutzpah, because I'm from Alabama-stan, okay?
Did you just call it Alabama-stan?
You know what?
Do you celebrate
Chinooka
as well?
You're oppressing me right now.
Am I?
Yeah.
Do you want to...
And on that note, thank you for joining us for Character
Jam. I'm going to have some more Crown Royal.
I couldn't even say it. It was so awful, I couldn't even say it.
You're going to have some Crown
Royal,
too.
Tiny splash. Thank you.
Splash.
That's fine.
I am drinking vitamin R.
That's Rainier, for those of you not from Portland.
There's so much going to get cut.
This should please cut this.
Anyway, mispronunciations aside, Mr. Karoki.
Karoki.
Thanks for listening to another Character Jam. Again, this is Nathaniel. Just Jacob, Dr. Xander Gerrymander, and Poppy Beaujolais. We have made characters drunkenly for Adventure Maximus, which is a game that your 8-year-old should not be drinking when they play. But we might. Thanks for listening, and let us know if you want to hear us play this or if you got ideas for other games that you want to hear the character creation badly done for. Thanks again.
Thanks for joining us, friend. We've reached the end of Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your car. The Bikes, Games, Dice, and Bars.
I have not been drinking. I have not been drinking. Not 1 ounce. No, 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 no.